Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Pretty simple. Will the Saints beat the Cardinals? 60% saying yes, 40% saying no. And you can text in your reason for that at 870-870 or give us a call at 260-1870. And I'd like to hear your reasoning behind that. Mike Dettelier joins us now, our friend, WWL NFL and college football analyst. And when it comes to him, it's not reasoning, it's analysis. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tommy.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm hearing it pouring down rain outside.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's coming down pretty good down here.
I hope it stops soon and y'all don't have any trouble.
Yeah, we'll be good.
The big question, of course, Drew Brees. You heard a player earlier on the news saying that Drew is Drew. I don't think that anybody would have gone on the air or answered a reporter by saying, yeah, he's struggling, man. So for what that's worth,
you know what I mean?
Nobody's going to say that. Did you see him at practice yesterday, or from what you're hearing, is it the same old Drew? Or can you really tell at a Thursday practice?
And you can't tell, man. Nobody's blitzing you. Nobody's coming full speed at you. And so practice is practice. But, I'll go along with this. If he's healthy, he plays. If he's not, he won't play. Mm-hmm. Bottom line. Coach Payton basically, on a question Bobby asked him Monday night, posed it that way, and he sort of gave an affirmative that that would be the case. So we'll just have to see. Again, people put a lot of things, well, I see swelling or something like that. Well, naturally, he's coming off of surgery. You're going to have some swelling. What you can't tell about is the soreness. Only Drew can answer that. And how well this reacts to a couple days of you using that, you know, that thumb and throwing the football and everything else. And another thing, too, is taking a snap under center. People don't realize, you put your hands under center. Every time you're taking that snap, that's a whack at that hand. You know, pop, you're catching it. Now, do you do it more out of the shotgun where you just sort of catching it? So, there's a lot of different variances in that. But if he's healthy, he plays. Bottom line. If he's not, he don't play. And Teddy gets the start.
When he was talking to the media on Wednesday, he said that that was less of a problem, far less of a problem than they anticipated. I guess, again, maybe that's not the time that you tell the truth necessarily, right? And I'm not trying to call Drew a liar. I'm just saying don't want to give your opponent an advantage.
Exactly. Why would you say, oh, man, did it bother me that first couple of times I took that snap under center? Come on, you're not saying that. You don't want to say that, maybe he didn't tell you the truth, but maybe he didn't tell you the exact truth. Come on, when you get that constant pounding, when you take in, 45, 50, 60 snaps, and you going through the surgery, you're going to have some issues with it. But you can manage that. And listen, some people manage pain issues better than others. Mm-hmm. We all know people that, man, if they got a little something wrong, oh, Lord, you would think something's broken.
Take me to the hospital. I sneezed,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, and especially if you got little kids or little grandkids, and I'm well aware of that. Sometimes the littlest injury, oh, man, they screaming bloody murder. Mm-hmm. And then other times they do something and you hear it. And, oh, I'm okay. I'm okay with it. So you go with it as is. But we'll know much more after today, because I think the Friday practice, now this is three straight practices, he's been in there, gives you an indication he's ready to roll.
And again, he knows, looking at the whole game, not the first series, because he knows the chances of him being pulled for Teddy Bridgewater. You can't really do that. So his answer as to whether you can play or not is going to have to be based on the entire game, not I'll try it.
Yeah, and I think, come on, that's a trust factor between him and Sean. They've been through a lot together, where if Drew feels, hey, I'm healthy, I'm ready to go, and he's going to relay that to Sean. If there's any issues, he's not telling the media this. He's going to go tell Sean this first, that, you know, hey, maybe, you know, I got some real soreness there, Sean, that sort of thing. So they have a good enough relationship that that's all going to be worked out. Either way, the Saints win Sunday.
All right, we're going to pause.
Doesn't matter if it's Drew or it's Teddy. Either way, they're going to beat the Cardinals.
And that's all that matters. We're going to take a break, pick it up here with Mike when we come back. If you have any questions or comments for him, you can text him to 87870, and I'll be glad to pass them along. Don't forget, Saints playing the Cardinals Sunday in a dome. Wall-to-wall coverage starts at 8 here with the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. And that's with offensive lineman Steve Court and Todd Meneses live from the Bullseye Group event, Saints VIP and tailgate party at Benson Tower. Then you got 10 o'clock, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Bud Light countdown, a kick down to a kickoff. Mike's been known to make an appearance there. Then Zach and Deuce and Steve Geller on the sidelines with the call. It all starts early here on WWL. Right now, let's take a look at traffic. Here we are, 6:25, October 25th. Friday morning, going to be rainy, 100% chance for showers all day. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking you, who wins on Sunday, Saints or the Cardinals? And as it stands now, those of you voting online, about 79% are saying yes. A mere 21% saying no. Mike Dettillier is our guest, WWL NFL and college football analyst. Before we get the depth charts, Mike, and I guess this would be a part of it, and the Cardinals, Alvin Kamara has been updated. His practice was limited yesterday, I think it was. He's had a knee and an ankle issue. Latavius Murray, good game last week. While Drew Brees gets the conversation about waiting a week and then coming back after the break, what about this conversation about Alvin Kamara? Does that apply at all? Let him get that knee and ankle better?
It's the same conversation.
Okay.
You know, players want to play. And so you have to make that medical determination on just how well they can play. If, you know, if Alvin is not up to par, then you don't play him. You know, that's bottom line. This is a league of constantly hearing the tick-tock of a clock.
Mm-hmm.
You just have so many plays, so many games. And players understand it more than anybody, that I want to get out there and play and I want to help my team win. And every game's important. And Sean brought this up Monday night on the coach's show that, hey, listen, this stuff about this is an easy game and, you know, don't worry about it, don't play this. That's not the way he looks at it. Every game is important. And we see it in this league that sometimes you think there's an easy game and it ends up not being that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so he takes it serious. And so that same notion that we've talked about, Drew, if he's healthy, he plays. The same thing with Alvin Kamara applies. Exact same thing.
That is an interesting point from the player's standpoint. In their career, there are only 16 games in a season, hopefully more than that if you get into the playoffs, right? But I don't think they'd ever, at the end of their career, sit back and say, man, I'm glad I skipped that game. They want to play. That's what they're there for.
That, you know, because that's your livelihood. You know, that's where you have made your mark. And you want to play. You know, you want to get out there and play. And that's a, you know, you miss. And when you hurt, the hardest thing is you don't feel like you're part of the team. You know, you're doing rehab. You know, you're off on the sidelines. Everybody else doing their thing. You don't really feel as though you're part of it. You know, and that's something you get from every player that, listen, I want to get out there and play. And that, again, that tick-tock of the clock, they hear it. And they understand it more so than people like us, people who, you know, do different services in life. It is what it is. And they want to play. But sometimes for your best, that's where a medical call got to come into play here. And they'll say, hey, listen, if you're not ready to roll, then we'll just keep you out another week. But that fact that he's been at limited at practice tells you he's making progress with that knee injury.
Mike, I had cataract surgery yesterday afternoon. I'm here today. You know why? The doctor cleared me, and I love doing this, and I want to get back in the game.
And who drove you to work? You?
I drove myself.
Okay. I was just asking.
There aren't many cars on the highway at this time of in the morning, so it worked out okay.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of bumper car action.
No,
there,
not yet. Know. Not yet, but we'll see when I go home at noon. All right, Mike, hang on. When we come back, somebody wants to talk about the NFL trade deadline that is approaching, and do you think the Saints will get involved in any of that action at all? It happens on Tuesday evening, I believe it is, at 4 o'clock Eastern. So if we don't hear anything by Tuesday, 3 o'clock our time, that means that's going to be it. LSU fans, get ready. Big battle tomorrow. The two Tigers take each other on. LSU battling Auburn in Death Valley, wall-to-wall. LSU kicks off at 10 a.m. You can join Christian Garrick and Herb Tyler, one of LSU all-time leading quarterbacks, for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show. They're going to be on LSU's campus. More details as the morning unfolds. Right now, time for WWL First News with Dave Cohen. 6:44, 16 before 7. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. And our guest is Mike Dettillier, our friend, WWL NFL and college football analyst. So, Mike, before we went to the break, we're talking about the NFL trade deadline. It happens at 3 o'clock our time this Tuesday. You see the Saints making any moves at all?
Tommy, if it would be, I think it would be a small move. You go back, this team has already traded its second and seventh round picks for next year already. Second round pick was dealt off to move up to get Eric McCoy. The seventh round pick is part of the Eli Apple trade. They did make a trade a year ago and acquired Eli Apple. It wasn't right on the trade deadline. You sort of know, just because you talk with someone about a deal, that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so the word sort of leaks out sometimes. Sometimes it's by the team. Sometimes it's by the agent. Oh, Saints inquired about so-and-so. Next thing you know, man, you get social media stuff, and everybody's jumping on board with that deal. You know how old that player is. You know how much he makes. You know the length of his contract. What you don't know is how much it costs to get in. As soon as you make that phone call, you find out pretty quickly if you're involved or not. Would they like to get better? Every team would like to get better. But at what cost do you have to give up to do it? And it's more likely for trades today than ever before. We've seen it over the past couple weeks. A number of trades happen. So it's something that's a possibility, but I don't see a major deal for New Orleans just because of the fact you got a lot of money deals coming through next year that you got to have to deal with. And already you've traded away two of your draft choices.
Let me talk about the lineups. Cardinals versus Saints, Cardinals on defense. You know, when it comes to Drew's thumb, I'm wondering, is that just about taking the snap? Is it just about throwing the ball? Or how vulnerable is he even in that splint to contact? And I ask that because if he plays, I'm looking at Patrick Peterson. We saw the play last week, one of them at least, where he drops into coverage with the Giants, and all of a sudden you see him blitzing off the end, and he gets in and sacks the quarterback. Does that factor into this at all? Or just when you get a guy like Peterson, you better give whoever is supposed to block him some help?
Well, because Peterson's a cover guy, and you rarely see him come off the edge.
But when he does...
He does at times.
No, I'm saying when he does, he does.
The two edge guys, Terrell Suggs, who's up in age in this game but still a good player, and Chandler Jones, one of the better pass rushers in this game, that's who you're going up against. But the Saints have done a great job neutralizing those top pass rushers over the past 4 or 5 weeks. They've done a great job protecting Teddy. So, you know, hey, listen, the same thing applies. You just got to do your job. And Drew knows how to get rid of the football quick. I mean, he's fast with the trigger to get rid of the football. And you're going to see a unique player on the other side of the field, too, in Kyler Murray. My deal is I would compare. He's Barry Sanders playing quarterback. And the fact that he's elusive, he's a make-you-miss guy, he's a guy that can buy extra time with his feet. I can't compare him to anybody in this league today Okay, he's not a real big guy, but he's got a real good arm. He's accurate, but it's his movement skills, his ability to make something happen out of nothing. So you want to corral him in that pocket. So I don't think the thing about getting hit and all is, I don't think that's a major deal as far as that's concerned. I think making sure that, you know, your line has continues to do what they do, and they're one of the best in the business. That's what it's all about. It's winning up front. And with Murray, it's containing him, making sure he stays in that pocket and he doesn't break away, because that's where he's going to make a ton of plays. And he's an electrifying player. Very much is unique in his business, because I can't compare him to anyone that's playing today.
Really?
None. Russell Wilson, to me, is more of a scrambler. He's the guy that sort of tries to get himself out of situations and buys time, and then he'll throw off the run. Murray's still a young guy in his business, and he'll take off running, and it's his ability to weave around heavy traffic. He's great at it. You know, he's a future star in this league, and I've always felt he's got that tight dynamics if they can build an offensive line around him. The problem is the Cardinals' offensive line isn't that good.
All right, Mike, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you about Eli Apple. He was full practice yesterday, I think. You got Larry Fitzgerald, you got Christian Kirk, you got Damier Byrd. Who draws Eli Apple? Who draws Marshawn Lattimore this week, and who draws Eli Apple? And how do we match up against their receivers? Larry Fitzgerald's been playing since the 50s, I think. More when we come back. Text your questions, 870-870. Right now, we look at traffic on WWL. 6:55, 5 minutes left with Mike Dettelier, our WWL NFL and college football analyst. You'll hear him on the pregame show on Sunday. More about that as the morning progresses. So, Mike, before we went to break, I'm looking at Larry Fitzgerald on one side, on the other side, Christian Kirk, and I guess they play with three wide receivers?
Well, it's, you know, it was Cliff Kingsbury is brought over from college football, spread the field out. And so you're going to see a lot of three wide receivers, a little flex at the tight end position. And so my thing about all that is, I think sort of lost in all the talk, because so much of it has been on the injury, the rehab with Drew. Teddy's done a great job playing. And the Saints' offense is how good this defense is. And I'm just telling you, talent and depth, this Saints' defensive line, it's the best in the NFL. And so Kyler Murray is going to get a real test this week on fighting pressure, because this lineup the Saints have on defense up front is as good as you'll see in the NFL today. And I think that's sort of gotten lost in a lot of avenues, just because so much emphasis has been placed on the offense, the injury, Teddy, everything else. But, man, that defensive line the Saints have is really, really good. And the Cardinals have won some games. They've won three straight. They haven't played a defensive line as good as what the Saints have, talent and depth-wise.
Let me get back to Kyler Murray. Saints head coach Sean Payton says he's unique. He's hard to pin down, extremely talented arm. Get the ball from down the field, near top 10 in league completions. He's only 5'10". Is he like another Russell Wilson, and as good as Russell Wilson, and is the secret for the Saints not only pass rush, but to contain, not lose contain on him?
Well, he's very talented. Russell Wilson led his team to two Super Bowls, and he won one. And so he's a different player in that he's more of a runner than what Wilson is. Wilson reminds me a little bit of kind of a modern-day version of Fran Tarkenton. Man, he'll run around, buy time, and he's wearing you out. Mm-hmm. And then he'll make that throw downfield. Kyler's instinct at this part of his career a lot of times is, okay, that first read's not there, that second one's not there, I'm taking off running with it. And then you got a unique guy in his ability to make people miss downfield. His speed, his open field running skills are just something that's not in this league today at the quarterback position. So that's why I'll say he's Barry Sanders playing quarterback, and he can really throw the football. He's got a whip, and that ball comes out of there real fast. And he doesn't get a lot of passes knocked down at the line of scrimmage. You would think a guy who's 5'10 or in that range, that would be the case. It wasn't in college, and it hasn't been in the pros.
Seems like he's going to be fun to watch as long as we contain him and the Saints win. Prediction time.
No, that's
time.
The thing, containing him.
Prediction time, Michael.
I think the Saints win this 34-17.
Okay, I like the way you're thinking. And Drew Brees plays.
Yes. If he's healthy, he plays.
Well, no, but are you ready to make a prediction on that or not?
Well, I would say after 2 days of practice, and I think we'll know a little bit more today, if he practices, he plays.
All right, and Alvin Kamara?
Alvin's the one I'm not really sure about. of the two, I would think he's maybe most likely not to. But again, we'll find out. That Friday practice sort of tips the scales on if you're going to play or not. If they miss that, normally they're not playing.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. Have a great football weekend. I know you will. And we'll listen for you on the pregame show, the countdown to kickoff here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.